Shem Hashem Nasem Nasech. We're holding that Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, the Gemara.
21B.
21B, the Gemara. So we spoke about it in the Mishnah. What did we say in the Mishnah? We said in the Mishnah that. What did we speak about in the Mishnah? We spoke about in the Mishnah that we said if someone wears Kilayim, even the whole day is Chayim only for one time. One time. But then the Mishnah said, if they tell him, don't wear it, don't wear it. And he takes off, let's say, the shot in his jacket and puts it back on. He's chayiv every time. Oh, now comes the Gemara and says like this, Amar Rabbi, Amar Rabbi Yosi. So by the little aleph, we're in the Gemara now, chaf aleph on the base, the little aleph over there is the Bach. The Bach says, loy paishet v'loyvish. He ends with the word loy paishet v'loyvish. Loyvish mamish. Ella, afilu machnes. Even if he puts in and out the base yad, the handle of the uncle. So again, the Bach is a little different gears than us. He says, Amar Bibi, Amar Bis. Loi paishet v'loi vish mamish. It's not that you actually have to take it off the clothing of shatnez and put it back on. Ella, rather, afilu machnes umaisi base yad unkoli shaloi. Even if you put in and take out the hand. Or this, like this, your hand into the sleeve into the base yad of the uncle of his shirt of his cloak, then you're chayiv. I mean, you don't have to take the whole thing off. The person takes his hand out or puts it back in. That already is enough. You're chayiv. You don't have to take off the whole entire beged and put it back on. So if the guy takes his arm out, and then someone tells him, "Don't wear shatnez," puts his arm back in. It's another skila every time. Takes in and out. You don't have to take off the whole thing. That's the shita of Rabibi, who's the medium shita. Rav Acha Bari Rav Ika. Rav Acha Bari Rav Ika was showing us how to get to sister. What do you mean, skila?
You say skila. You said skila.
What do you mean, skila?
Malchus?
I meant Malchus. I don't know why I said skila.
I was like,
what? I don't know. Maybe you didn't. That's okay. Yeah,
Malchus. I said skila. Isn't skila having your head chopped off?
Yeah, Rav Acha Bari Rav Ika. Ilu Va'afka. Rav Acha Bari Rav Ika, he would take in and out the whole garment. Meaning he would put on and off the whole garment. He showed everyone what makes it into a separate act. Every time you put the garment on and off, you actually have to take it on and off the entire garment.
He did it
the a person takes the beged of shatnez, puts it on. Then he gets a little warm, so he takes off his shatnez sweater. Then he's ready to put it on again. You tell him, don't put it on. He puts it on again. Halacha is he's chayiv every time. But you only chayiv a new malchus if you took the entire thing off and put it back on.
What's the appeal going on? If you took off the sheet with the bush,
even if he puts his hand in and out of the sleeve.
Which sheet? You enter the next sheet. The first sheet that said, there's three sheets. The first sheet that said, even if you only put your sleeve in and out, you don't take off the whole bag and on and off. Even if you only put just your hand in the sleeve and out of the sleeve, every time you do that, it's a new iser. If you're warned, you get skin. Or Agav Reider of Ika is stricter. He says, no, you have to actually put it on and off. Ilui v'afke, put it in and out. You have to put the whole beged on and off to be considered a separate lot. Not just the sleeve wouldn't help you. You're not going to be chayiv another time if you just put the sleeve in and out. Rav Ashi is the most strict. Afilu l'sha, even if you didn't wait, Ella only could they lift shirts for Lilvash. You just waited the amount of time that like it takes lift shirt to take off to remove a Lilvash and to put it back on. Chayiv Yuchayiv. So it takes you 10 seconds to put the shirt on and take it off. Every 10 seconds, get a new Isser Deraisa of Shatness.
With a warning.
Yeah, if you're warned, you'll get Malchus every time. You'll get an Isser Deraisa either way. If you're warned, you put it on for 10 seconds. The guy says, you're not allowed to wear Shatness. You keep on wearing it. Next 10 seconds, guys, a buzzer. Beep. Now they wear shatnez. Every time you do that, every 10 seconds, possible, you get chayiv another malchus. So kind of we have three shitas in our Mishnah. Right? Our Mishnah said, you have to actually take it off and put it back on to get a new malchus. If he warns you, you put it on, he warns you. Then you take it off. He warns you again, you put it on again. So the Mishnah sounds like you have to take it on and off. So Rav Acha Breder of Iko learns that that's the pshat, like our Mishnah says, like it sounds like. actually has to put it on and off to make a separate lap. Rabibi says, no, even if you just put the hand in and out, that makes it a nuchiv. Rav Ashi said, even if you just wait the amount of time to put it on and off, you already get a new Esther Deraisa, you can get a new Malkus each time. So you have three opinions how to understand the Salacha. And we hold the Rav Ashi, that every Sa'er could be, that's the right Chazal say, a person could be sitting in Shul and getting a lot of Esther Deraisa, even on Yom Kippur, a person could be sitting in Shul on Yom Kippur, we're getting Esther Deraisa of Shatness. He gets Esther Deraisa, if someone wore it, they'll get Malkus, but if someone is wearing Shatness, could be a person sitting in Shul on Yom Kippur, getting Esther Deraisa of Shatness every few sessions. Let's see the first Rivan on the second wide line. The second wide line, Afilu Machas Umaisi, even if he puts in and out base yad of the in the sleeve of the unkeli shalai of his garment, Machas Umaisi yad, he enters and he puts in and out yad his hand. The base yad chalukai in the sleeve of his shirt, dummy. It's similar. It says if kepaisa, like he took the whole thing off of life and he wore it again. It says if that was so strict, you have to actually take the whole thing on and off. That was the first shita. That was Rabibi. Rabbi Acha said, no, you actually have to be Yuli V'afki Bafuke. What does the Rivan say? Mamish. You mamish have to put it on and off the whole clothing. You literally have to do it in order to be chayv a new, it's a derisa to get a new Malkus. But then we had Rabbi Ashi who said, no, even just wait the amount of time, then already you're chayv. Oh. Let's see the next Gemara. Yesh Chayres Talah Mechul. Right, we said in our Mishnah, what was the case at the top of Chav Halachon Abayis? We said a person could plow one row and be chayv for eight lavin. What was one of the lavin we said? One lavin were kilayim. So you were plowing kilayim. Kilayim carry, you were plowing kilayim. Amar Rabbiana. So the Rabbiana. The Chabura in the group, Nimnu Vagam. Nimnu is like we gather, like we made a consensus. The gomer, and this is how we finished. Meaning, this is how we came out. How do you say it better English?
We voted and counted.
The gomer, and the side means this is how we concluded. Is a good word. Fine. That was halacha. Even if one only covers over the kilayim, like you get malk. Now we know, in order to get Malkus, according to do the Esser Deraisa of Kilayim, of planting different seeds, you would have to plant the seeds with your hand. You have to actually put them in the ground, and in a handful, put them in the ground, right? Let's say someone else put them in the ground. But I came along, and I finished the planting, so to speak. I covered it over with the dirt. Kader Bianya says, you get an Esser Deraisa. You know, you didn't put it in the ground. You covered it over. So to speak, you finish the process of planting right now, you also get the Esther Deraisa. Because of the red. That you just get the right that you just planted Shatnez. Because you completed the act of planting Shatnez. So even though you just covered it over, you think, well, I didn't do anything. I just covered it over. I didn't plant it. I didn't put it in the ground. The other guy took the seeds. He put them in the ground. You still get the Esther Deraisa. That's your Bianis Chedish. Even though you just covered it over, you're chai, you get the Esther Deraisa, you'll get Malkus.
The water also. And the other fellow who put it
and
they think he gets something also or no?
It seems like he will also get marks. He planted. You also involved in the planting. You're also considered partners in crime. So you also get marks.
How the other guy get one?
Both of you. Either the guy before you or which guy?
First guy.
Someone sees him with a handful of stuff of kalayim. The guy says, don't put that in the ground or you'll get malchus. You put it in the ground. He just planted kalayim. He planted it. If it's a chesed, you're both the act of planting. By kalayim, it's possible you're both involved in the planting.
You're saying by kayim, by
Rabbi Akiva's shita of kayim together. I'm saying the shita of a chofen. There's a shita of a chofen that you covered it over. No, the first sheet is planting. The guy who actually is a reyes. There's three things. There's a reyes. There's the guy who planted it. There's the person who covered it over. There's a person who passed by and just let it keep on growing and staying. That's Kayim.
Okay.
So, simply speaking, who gets the Isra Duraisa? The person who planted it. Now, part of that way, but the person who planted it, usually, it's interesting. Usually they plant it, you don't really have to cover it over to finish.
So you just throw it on the ground as an offer.
Because usually the way it works is they go with the plow, you put it in the ground. You don't have to cover it over, really. Really, sometimes the rain could come and wash it down and cover it. When you put the seed in, that already is involved. But it sounds like you also did it at Kalaz Rai Chamar. If you just covered it over, you also involved in the planting, you also get an Issa Deraisa. I mean, that's the Chiddush. So for sure, the person who put the seed in the ground gets Issa Deraisa or planting Kalai. Our Gemara is coming out to new steps. What about the guy who covered it, saying he also gets it? We bring another sheet to Mekayin. I would just pass by. I saw it growing, and I let it keep on growing. That's also going to be the sheet that you get to Issa Deraisa of Kalai. That the fact that you let it grow in your field, and you didn't take it down also. So comes Rabbi Yani and says, "Amr Rabbi Yani, b'chabura in a chabura, nimnu b'gamru. Hachay b'kalayim like it. Even if you just covered it over, you weren't the one who planted it, you still get mocked." That's what came out. That's what we came out in our meeting. Comes the Gemara and asks, "Amr, Gemara says, Amr lahen or Amr le Rabbi Yochanan." Rabbi Yochanan said to him, "Lav mishnah seinu hizu. Is this not our mishnah? Right? This is our mishnah." If you read our Mishnah, you don't need your Nimru B'gamri, your major meeting, to come out with this halacha. The Hanam already told us. Right, we didn't all the Amiram got together, and one of the major halachas they decided, major discussion they decided was that covering over is also chayv. It's a Mishnah. They conceded our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, "Yesh Chorish Tlam Echad." There is someone who could plow one row. The Chayelam L'shem Shmoyin Elavin. You chayev for 8 lavin. Hacharish b'shar, someone who plows with the shar, u'b'chamar, with the donkey, v'hein muktash, who said they were hektash, they were b'char. The kelayim b'karim. Namish also said, why are the Yisur be getting also to the kelayim? Now, the Gemara is, hay charish to mechayiv mishum kelayim. This plowing that we are making him chayiv, we are saying that he's chayiv because of the Yisur, the rice of kelayim, hichi mishkach asla. How do we find it? What's the scenario? Live, isn't it? The michsi that you covered over, you're covering over the seeds which are already in the ground. Ba'adei, the azel, while he was going, with this that he was going, you're covering it over. It sounds like you're going behind your animals. It had like some type of flat piece behind your plow, and it was covering over the pieces somehow. Somehow it was covering over the kelayim that was already planted. Whatever the scenario was, somehow he was covering it over.
That was Rabbi Yochanan talking,
yeah? Rabbi Yochanan talking, which means, he's saying, Rabbi Yochanan, what do you need your major chiddush from your whole... From your whole meeting? It's a Mishnah, read our Mishnah. That it's obvious that's the case of our Mishnah. That's what happened. Whatever in our Mishnah. It didn't say you were planting the kelayim, you're sitting on the plow, and you're doing all the Yisurim while the plow is going on, the animals are walking. And all these things are happening. You weren't planting here. It was while the animals are plowing, also it got covered over. It must be. What's the case? How do you get an Israel Kalayim? You're not planting now. It must be because it covered it over. So the Mishnah already teaches me that covering over itself is already the Israel Deraisa Kalayim. We said in our Mishnah, you'll get Malkas for it. So I read up from our Mishnah. Stop Mishnah. I read up from our Mishnah. But that's the halacha. That from covering over Kalayim, you get Malkas. So Amar Lehi, he said to him, so Rabbi Yani said to him, he said back to Rabbi Yechanan, it's not so simple. It's not so pashut that you would know from our Mishnah. He told him back like this, Ilav d'dalo'i l'cha chaspa. If I would not have lifted for you, right, the doyla to lift, Ilav if not d'dalo'i l'cha, that I lifted for you, chaspa, the pottery, like the cheres, the piece of earthenware, mi mishkachas, marganiza, would you have found the gem? Meaning what? He's saying, I told you a halacha. I taught you a new halacha. I opened up for you a new halacha. I told you the halacha, right? So to speak, I picked up the piece of pottery. And I was digging. And I found the gem. And I thought, oh, by the way, I see this gem in the Mishnah. So you would have only understood the Mishnah. You only understand that that's the case in the Mishnah because of me. Once I tell you that such a halacha exists, that for covering it over, that you're ready, Chayim Malkus. So you say, oh, now I have a pshat our Mishnah. And then you come back to me and tell me, what are you telling me Chedushim for? It's already our Mishnah. You only figured out that that's the case of our Mishnah because I revealed the gem. And once I revealed to you that this is the halacha, now you understand that's the case of the Mishnah. So you can't come and tell me, what is your Chedush, the Mishnah? You only understand that's the case of the Mishnah after I came along and told you this halacha exists.
Okay.
Meaning once I picked up the thing, I was digging. I found through the gem. And now you say, oh, by the way, I see this gem in the Mishnah. It's true you see it in the Mishnah, but you needed us to figure out that that's the halacha to see it in the Mishnah.
Well, Yochanan picked up the gem. He's the one, because it says later that it's a praise to Rav Yochanan. This whole thing is a praise. Rav Yochanan finds the gem. He lifted from Rav Yani, who lifted up the clay.
Second.
Rav Yani uncovered the clay.
Right. And because of that, Rav Yochanan found the gem. Because we see later that it's a praise to Rav Yochanan.
The praise of Rav Yochanan is that Rav Yani found greater than him. And he said, you're right. That was a praise to Rav Yochanan.
No, the praise of Rav Yochanan is that he found the gem.
No. It wasn't so hard to find the gem.
The gem was there. The
gem was there. That's the whole analogy here. Is, yay, you're right. But if I had not uncovered the ferris that's covering the gem, you would not have found it.
So wait, the praise of Rav Yochanan. That sounds like a shot of Rav Yochanan.
No, so he's saying the praise of Rav Yochanan is he's telling him,
says, you're right, but you didn't come up with it all by yourself.
Right.
I got you started.
You're right that this
so where's the praise of Rav Yochanan then?
The way he's saying, you're right. When a great
right.
man says, you're right,
it's a praise.
It's a praise.
Yeah.
You're right, meaning you found the gem.
No, I told you the gem. He told him, I lifted the charis, right?
I lifted the charis, and you found the gem.
No, he lifted the charis.
Would you have found the gem if I didn't lift up the charis? You found the gem. That's the praise of Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan found it.
I love so much you found the gem, because the Gemara is saying, it's not so much that wasn't the praise so much that you found the gem. It's that, what do you mean that you found the gem? You're saying that that's the gem, that's the pshat in our Mishnah.
Yeah. That
you found the pshat in our Mishnah.
The gem here is that it's Mishum
Zoyreya. So it's saying the gem is that you found that's shot in our Mishnah.
Yeah, the gem here is Mishum.
That's what I also understood. That I understood like you. I understood originally that the gem is that you're still Chai.
You would have thought in the Mishnah, like we'll see in the Rivan, that it's Mishum Mekayim.
Right, Mishum Mekayim.
By default, you would think it's Mishum Mekayim.
Right.
The gem here that Rav Yanai uncovered, afterwards, because he uncovered it for him, is Mishum Zoyreya. That's the. And he's just telling you.
Rabbi just said this ruling. Rav Yochanan went back and said, wow, I have a Mishnah that I can take this ruling and say, this is what the whole Rav Yochanan said, I have a ruling, a Mishnah that I can take Rav Yochanan's ruling and pull this out now and say, oh, here's the Mishnah. It's in this Mishnah. And then so Rav Yochanan comes back and says, you're going to tell me that you're going to tell me that you found it, that it's simple, that you found it in the Mishnah, that you wouldn't have found it in the Mishnah if I didn't tell you the ruling.
So you're saying nice, but I'm cheating with the shirt.
Okay.
Let's see the Rivan.
You know, in the timeline on the Mishnah, when it said Kalayim Bekarim,
right,
it said it's Zoraya. So it was already a stab before we even got to this
right.
more.
It
says in the timeline.
Yeah, but it's not really. I can answer your question. But of course it's Zoraya. I want to explain something. Of course it's Zoraya, because the only time you're chayav your kalim is if you actually planted it. The question is, what goes into Zoraya? What goes into you planting? Do I actually have to physically plant, or B, could the fact that I covered it over, or C, that it was Mekayim? You for sure there is a derisa for sure to plant it. The whole question is what. Goes
so
in, under the category
so
of planting.
Rav Yochanan would have known it if he didn't say it. But since Rav Yochanan, since Rav Yani said it, then Rav Yochanan was able to pull it out of this Mishnah.
Fine, let's see the Rivan. Let's see. But
again,
you say something else.
In the Rivan, in the Mishnah, the Kalam Kerem, it says.
But Rav always explains this to Gemara, like Rashi always. He gives us a heads up. Yeah, usually Rashi a lot of times does it just so we don't, because we'll get so stuck we won't even get past the Mishnah. Like sometimes Rashi tells us and he says, "Ah, well, Mafarish Lakamon." Sometimes he gives us, you know, a little heads up.
When did the Chabura take place? Do you know at all? Was it right there and then?
It's Amirah.
Because it's
Amirah. Yeah, for sure. Rabiani is Amirah. Yeah, he's saying that.
Rabiani is an Amirah.
Rabiani.
It says in this
he's a Mishnah Tana.
Well, he must be a Tana if he's praising.
The old Tana. So, but he's much of the later Tana. There was a later Tana.
So the Chabura is Tana.
So, yeah, so what's the question? The later Tana.
So, I had a theory, and maybe you're wrong, just a theory, that the reason it says. The reason it says Amar Lahen, and then it changes it to Lay, is because it's happening at the Chabura, And really, he turns to Rav Yannai and he says, "Our Mishnah. They were the authors of this Mishnah."
That's
he's reminding him back in our Mishnah. That's why the Rivan knows Kizareya in the Mishnah, because actually Rav Yannai and Rav Yochanan uncovered back then in the Mishnah, and that's why he changes it from Lahen to Leh.
Could be.
He's sitting right there at the Chaburah, and he turns to Rav.
To
him, and he says,
"It's our Mishnah, me and you." Could be. They changed it on the side. It happens to be the Azvad Gemara say the Gilead, the original prince said real. They both of them said like. Yeah, they both said like. But fine, here.
Because, I mean, even though the Lehen is wrong, it's alluding to the fact that there is plural people there, meaning the Hebra could have been happening then.
It doesn't seem like it from the Gemara. It seems like the Gemara is like Rabbi Yannai is telling us a story. He's telling us in the past. Rabbi Yannai said, "I'm Rabbi Yannai."
It
sounded like it was past, because the Gemara said, "I'm Rabbi Yannai." But Chabura Nimnu Vagarma was in the past. Are you ready?
So then it's for sure Tanaim.
But it's later Tanaim. Yeah, but it's later Tanaim.
It's earlier Tanaim.
It's
in the past.
No, because our Mishnah is earlier Tanaim.
Right, so it's later Tanaim.
Later Tanaim.
Later
Tanaim. Chabura
was later Tanaim?
Chabura was later Tanaim. And they're also, he's also in later. They're all in the
later. Later than Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yannai?
No, later than the Mishnah. I mean, later than the Mishnah, then turn up for the Mishnah. That's what it says in the. Yeah, that's what they're saying.
So the Rivan saw that. You're saying he established it to help us move forward.
Yeah, usually that's a Rashi Rivan, do they? In the Mishnah, they explain to us what's going to come. Let's see the Rivan of here. Bechabura, the last word of the second wide line. Bechabura. Nearly, it seems to me it was Yom Asifa. Either it was a gathering day, Yom Vad HaYalahem, or was it like some type of meetings, they were having meetings. Shekar and Chabur, you call it a Chabura. What do you mean they had a day of Chabura? Must they had a day of meeting with a bunch of Rabbanim, they had meetings of Rabbanim. Oh, did that lie? So he told me, so again, what was the question? Rabbi Yochanan asked Rabbi Yannai, Shkei Chazam Mishnah. So Rabbi Yochanan, so Rabbi Yannai told Rabbi Yochanan, after the Daloi, Higbasi, I lifted, right, after I lifted the Charis, what do you say? After what he said, after I lifted the charis, Mimishkach's Magnitsa, let's see the Rivan.
If I didn't lift up the charis, you wouldn't have found it.
Right. Mimishkach's Magnitsa, would you have found the gem? The love, the Amri Lecha. If not that I would have said to you this halacha, that you're chayiv, even just covering it over, you're chayiv for kelayim. That you're chayiv for kelayim. Have a Amrit, I would have said, the reason why you're chayiv for plowing by the kelayim in our Mishnah, la mishum zareya, it's not because you're planting and you're covering over as planting, ela mishum mekayim, only because of fulfilling, which is the shita, which we see, holds your chayiv also for fulfilling. The shavik, that you left it, v'la akalu, and you weren't ikarin. So he's saying, so I see like it's two different things. See like the zareya planting. And covering over would go into the category of planting also. There's another sheet that there's also an issur of just being mekayim, letting it stay, and not leaving it, and not uprooting it. So let's see the Gemara further. I'm related to Shlakish Rabbi Yechanan. Shlakish Rabbi Yechanan. Ilav the kilsof gaber rabbi. If not that you were praised by a great person, which was by Rabbi Yannai, and that Rabbi Yannai praised you, and he liked the way you said pshat in the Mishnah, and he agreed that the pshat in our Mishnah is the case that you covered it over. Hava Amina, I would have thought, Masnisin Mani, who would be the tad of our Mishnah? Rabbi Akiva, would be Rabbi Akiva. What's the case of our Mishnah that you're plowing and you're being over the Israel of Kilash? Rabbi Akiva. To Amr that he says, Hamekayim Kilayim, like one who just lets it stand, the Kilayim gets Malkus. Let's see the Rivan. Ilav the Kazal Gaber Rabba. Rabbi Yannai. Asi Ilav the Kazal Gaber Rabba, which was Rabbi Yannai. If not, that he praised you, a great person, right? Which was Rabbi Yannai, which that was the great person that praised you. Have a mukmina masnita. I would have established our Mishnah, the mechayva chayrish b'kilayim, that says you're chayiv on chayrish for plowing in kilayim. The mishumakayimu is because you let it stand. Look, Rabbi Akiva, and it's like Rabbi Akiva, right? You were, what's the story in our Mishnah? You were plowing, and it seems like you let the stuff stand. What does that mean? Where were you plowing? How does it make sense? You're plowing, you let it stand. If you're plowing, how do you let it stand? How do you let it stand?
Well, you weren't. Maybe the whole field didn't have kalayim. Maybe where you were plowing, there was no kalayim, but there was kalayim in the other part of the field.
So that's why the two pshat. You're saying the pshat is that there was kalayim right next to me. I'm plowing, and right next to me, the row next to me had kalayim. Or you can say the pshat is still, even if you covered it over, you still didn't uproot it.
Yeah.
That also, it could be, maybe because it was in my row. My always wanted to say your pshat, that it was right next to you. But I don't know if you have to say that pshat, that it was the, because it sounded like it was in your row. Like, instead of saying the pshat is, no, you can say the pshat also. I think maybe it's better to say that it was, it's, I didn't remove it, I went right over. But
same kind of, if the guy is plowing, it's beneficial to the seed that he's reading. Extending its status.
Yeah, could be. No, the only problem is because it sounds like Fresh Pshat is more right because there's a Mishnah in Kalayim that says, let's say you see Kalayim in a field, what do? You plow it over, that's you, like you uproot it, like you try to plow it over. So that's what it would seem like. You're plowing, unless you were going with like some flat thing on the back of your animals that was like flattening it. So it's interesting, but I don't know exactly what Shai. I hear both Pshatim. Either that you didn't uproot it, that's the problem. That's your Makayim, or your Makayim, the road right next to you. Oh, so let's be further. Uman de Islay Makayim Mekilayim, Pater. And according to the Shitu, who holds that Makayim by Kilayim is Pater, Pater not even Mechapa. He'll also hold covering over also is also Pater.
Right, so we're talking about that Shitu where you're covering it over.
But we're. No, but that's the Shaila. We're saying that, you know, I wouldn't say it's that Shita. If not, the Rabbani didn't praise you, I would have said our Mishnah is the other Shita. The Rabbani is pointing out that it's going to be the same Shita. For some reason, it's the same Shita. If you hold, you get the Isra Raisa for being Mekayim it. It's a very strict Shita. He also holds, you get the Isra Raisa of planting when you cover it. It's the same strict opinion. The same opinion holds your Chai for Mekayim, holds your also Mekayim for Chayfer for covering it over. Let's see the Rabbani further. Aber Rabbi Yanai, Chasalva, Rabbi Yanai, Kosach, Rabbi Yanai praised you for Haidulacha, and he agreed with you. The Mechapa, Mishem Zerea, Mechayv Lekuli Yama. The Mechapa is Chayv according to everybody. How do we see this? It sounds like the Rabban saying, coming out, that if you, originally I would have thought that it's one Shita. If you hold it, you're Chayv from Mechayim, for letting it exist, you're also chayiv for covering it over. Come and say, we see from Rabbi Yanai that it's not true. We see Rabbi Yanai's praising Rabbi Yochanan. Everyone holds mechapa covering over is chayiv. Even if you hold the mechayim for letting it grow is not chayiv, everyone agrees covering over is chayiv. It's mamish as if it's mamish planting, and everyone agrees that you're chayiv. Avra Bresi says, the midikam of Rabbi Yanai, hamechapa bekel ayim loike. This, the Rabbi Yanai said, someone who covers over Kilayim gets Malkos. The Loikamer, he didn't say, I'm in the Rivan still. Start from the beginning of the line. Six lines from the wide lines. First word on the line. Aval Rabbi Yanai, Kasach. Rabbi Yanai praised you. V'haydulcha, and he agreed to you, Rabbi Yochanan. The Mechape, that when you cover over, Mishum Zareya, Mechayev, Lekuliyama, you're Chayev Zareya according to everyone. The Midika Amar Rabbi Yanai. So from this, that Rabbi Yanai said, Hamam Chapa Bekilayim Loike, that someone who covers over Kilayim gets Malkos, and that's Pshat in our Mishnah. The Loikamer, he didn't say, Mechayim Bekilayim Loike, that someone who lets it stand, the Kilayim gets Malkos. Shema Minai, here from here. The other play, Mechabim Miskan, that it's better for him to interpret our Mishnah that the case is you're covering it over than to say it's the case that you kept it growing, you're Mekayim. Because the Mechabim, because the real Chashim, because we're trying to say that covering over is just as if you're planting. And therefore, Chayim Lekuli Amla, you're Chayim according to everyone. And what? B'chi amrit le'i labisha seinu hi. When Rabbi Yanai said to him, to Rabbi Yochanan, this is not our Mishnah. When Rabbi Yochanan said to Rabbi Yanai, this is not our Mishnah. Haydol v'varecha. I mean, it sounds like I agree to you. She'yafar, because you're saying good, which means Rabbi Yanai is agreeing to Rabbi Yechiel's pshat. Rabbi Yechiel said, "Isn't our Mishnah?" So he told him, "I agree that that's you're saying beautiful pshat in our Mishnah. However, you got it from me because I picked up the pattern." He loved the Sulkoch, but if he would not have praised him, Hava Amina, I would have thought Tam the Masnis. And the reason for our Mishnah, Mishnah Mekayim. Maybe the reason why our Mishnah Yochayev is because you're letting it stand, you're letting it grow. The Mekayim Mekalayim like to Rabbi Akiva. Because Kalayim by Kalayim, that's Machas according to Rabbi Akiva. The Chayim Beshvius, Mishum Charish, and also bought in the case of Shemitah, Mishum Charish Mechai Latan Masnisin. It seems like he's saying also for Shemitah also.
We didn't figure out how to tie them.
What, the Chayim Beshvius?
Yeah, where did that come in? What did that have to do with the previous part of the Levant?
That's a good question. We have to go to tomorrow. I didn't see it. I'm seeing it now. Chem Shvius b'Shem Charesh b'Chayim le'Tana b'Sisim. Uman the matam b'Mekayim pater nami b'Mechape. And Beis Hashem will go with this last line tomorrow. Beis Hashem will continue the Gemara tomorrow with we want to know Mani Rabbi Akiva. Fine, Shkayach. I'm going to do.
Fine.
Now we're going to continue. All right, the Yesh Indian Pasuk. We're continuing Shmiras Halasha and Parei Gimel. Advice that we still have. We're continuing. Please, everybody, listen up. All right, the Yesh Indian Pasuk. That Shenuchal is by name is as Kenusa Avin Amarana. It's known what an Yisra ha'adam mikal ba'alechayim. Right, well, on page Yudzayin. How is a person better than an animal? Why are we better than an animal? Why are you better than an animal? Because we have a nefesh that causes us to speak. Because you have a nefesh, according we saw you, have a nefesh that causes you to speak. It's nefesh ha'medaveres. You know how to speak. Question kasev, like the pasuk says, Vayipach ba'apos nishmas chayim. It says in the pasuk in Bereishis that Hashem blew into his nostrils, right, a nishmas chayim, life, but he adam lenefesh chayim, a person that came into a speaking being. That's what Targum said. Well, Hashem blew into him a nefesh, into adam a nefesh, and that's how he became a speaking being. So because we have a nefesh, a speaking, a higher level of nefesh, that's what gives us the opportunity to speak. However, we're only better than an animal if we fix and use our koyach hadibur properly, then we're better than an animal. He says, if we use the kachadi which Hashem gave us, loichidu, it's not so. We're not better than an animal. And we mishtamish b'dibur l'ra. If we use our power for the bad, then we're not better than an animal. Who guru yaisir rebbe heimashat. It becomes even worse because you have something and you're ruining it. You have something which could make you much higher than an animal. You're taking the whole thing that makes you special, the speech, and you're using it in the wrong way. Ki enedu mekalkelus l'akapanim. At least the animal doesn't speak bad. It doesn't speak lashonara at least. That's what the pasuk says. Miha Isha Chavis Chaim. Keep going back to the first few chapters of the pasuk of Miha Isha Chavis Chaim. Oyev Yom Lirastay. Says, why is it Miha Isha Chavis Chaim? Who's the man? Right, the person who guards his tongue from evil. Chavis Chaim says, why does the pasuk say Miha Ish? If you're not going to guard your tongue, you're not an Ish, then you're worse than a behemoth. Says, that's what the pasuk says. Miha Ish. Who's the man who guards his tongue? So if you're not going to guard your tongue, you're not a man. You're even worse than an animal. Says, and if you're a Ben Taira. Everybody here, if you sit and learn Torah, then it's even worse. Because then, it's as if a person works in a huge palace, you work in the king's palace, and in there you work with, and then in the palace you bring a big thing of sewer into the king's palace. You work in the palace, and in the king's palace, you're so special because we don't realize if we sit and learn Torah all day, we become part of the king's palace. We have Kedusha, a whole different level, Tefillah's a different. So therefore, if a person now, this person goes, he's like in the king's palace the whole day, wherever he goes, he's part of the king's frontline men. So now he goes and speaks Lashon Hara, it's as if this guy is going now and working in the sewer. He says, therefore, like I said, besides the Tzara Chara, it's a, so therefore, he says, many people are going to come to the Yom HaChashbon. After 120 years, they're going to come to Judgment Day. They're going to show them, they're going to tell you, you have this chos, you have this merit, you have a lot of merits. They're going to open up books and books, you have this merit and that merit, a lot of merits. You guys, I never did these things. I don't know where these things are from. Maybe you got the wrong guy. I wasn't so good. I was never so good. And they're going to say, you know where this is from? All the people who spoke Lashon Hara about you, you got all their chosim, these are all yours now. That's it. He says, because, however, you might also have a lot of debts. You're also going to have a book of debts on you. You say, where did I get all these debts from? He said, this is when you spoke Lashon Hara, all your schusim went to that guy. So it's going to come with pretty funny books up there. It's going to be like, about all has to do with Lashon Hara. So if we might be surprised. We speak Lashon Hara, we give them our schusim and embarrass other people. Might come surprised. See, think we're that dealing with judging the wrong guy. It says, therefore, someone who is drowning, chas v'sham, with this bad and evil sin of speaking negatively at people, nothing's going to help him. Even if he does a lot of Torah and mitzvahs, it's not going to help him because it's going to the other guy. It's not going to be on his record. It's going on the other guy's. It's going on the other guy's records. And a guy, let's say, he just learned Torah for a week or 2 weeks and did a lot of mitzvahs, and then he goes and starts talking bad about his friend, Baal Shnar, making fun of his friend. Then it says that he gets all your last 2 weeks of mitzvahs, Torah and mitzvahs, and you get his averus. That's what Chazal says. Somebody that switches. Chazal says you get. You give him all your mitzvahs you'd learning. So that people think, I'm dominating, I'm learning, I'm doing great. So I could speak a little Lashon Hara. So yeah, but all your stuff is going to that guy and you're going to get all his averus. That's what Chavis says.
It's good if you walk around looking funny so everyone makes fun of you.
and
close your mouth.
Yeah, so it says that the rule is a person may leave this world empty handed. Something scary. A person may leave this world empty handed. All his precious things, his everlasting kinyan, all the things that he acquired for Nitzchias, and he's going to be filled instead with a lot of averus. He's going to go to Shemayim with suitcases of averus instead of suitcases of mitzvahs. Because all the people will be embarrassed his whole lifetime. He kept giving them all his mitzvahs and taking their averus. Therefore, David HaMelech says, the first thing you want to do is Surah Marav, they tell you, right? That's what Chavis Chaim said. You tell me, stay away from bad, do good, right? Said, Natal Shon Chamer, says out with that Birba. Then right away, stay away from bad and do good. Saying, because if you, even if you, you have to have this introduction, if you want to end up having anything in your bank account from your Surah Marav, going away from bad and doing good, you first have to have the introduction of not speaking Lashon Hara, not making fun of anybody. Because if you're going to say Lashon Hara, and even if you're Surah Marav and say Taib, you're still not going to get Elamav. So that's what the father says. Mia Ishna Chavis Chaim, who's the person who wants a good world life in this world and the next world? First of all, guard your tongue from evil. And then also be swarm around and say, go away from the bad and do good. So the only way you're going away from bad and doing good is going to help you is if you guard your tongue. So if not, all your stuff is going to the other guys, you're taking all their others. Shab Shahab, that's Hashem.
That's chapter
3.
Film. Oh,
yeah. Everybody knows about it. It's Fireboy. You know about it? Yeah, we talked about it.
Where do you see it?
Where do you see it?